All Things Considered commentator Gene Shepherd has a serious suggestion for American car makers. Learn from your own past.
I'm riding along the street the other day, and I'm behind this car, kind of nice-looking automobile. It was a J2000. A J2000. Next thing you know, I see an EXP go by me, and then an L7G. I said, for heaven's sakes, no wonder nobody's buying cars. How can you get excited over a car whose name is 2000 or EXP when they used to have such great names for cars? How many of you remember when they had cars named the Hornet? I mean, you could see yourself leaping into your Hornet, a jet black Hornet, and going out into the night to rescue some blonde somewhere. You can't do that in a J2000. How about the Golden Eagle? Who made the Golden Eagle? Isn't that a beautiful name? And the Jackrabbit, the Apperson Jackrabbit. How about this one? The Silver Dart. You could whistle through all time in a Silver Dart. One of my favorites is the Maybach Zeppelin. And by the way, it did look like a Zeppelin, which many cars do anyway, but they came right out and said it, and that gave them panache. And then the Jordan Playboy, whose ad was fantastic. The Jordan Playboy had an ad that simply said, "West of Laramie, there's a girl." And there was a picture of a girl with her hair flowing. How about the Cord Corsair? And the tiny drawing on the side of the Cord that was done in silver was a pirate with a great cutlass in his mouth. Now that's a car. Had big pipes coming out of the side of it. You stepped into a car. You were at the controls. J2000 EXP, where are you going? We've lost all sense of style in our time, fellas.
Gene Shepherd is an actor and writer and car aficionado.